If there was one thing that Poda Andropoulos Cade, Doctor of Science in Bioforensics, Doctor of Xenology, Doctor of Archaeology, and her husband Braden Martins Cade, Doctor of Science in Geology, Doctor of Physics in Cosmology, Associate Degree in Archaeology, and Licensed Astrogator, had in common, besides their daughter Hypatia and their enduring, if absent-minded, love for each other, it was punctuality. At precisely 0700 every morning, no matter where they were, the Cades had breakfast together. At precisely 1200, they arrived at the dome for lunch together. The AI saw that Hypatia had a snack at 1600, and at precisely 1900, the Cades returned from the dig for dinner together. So in 30 minutes, precisely, Poda and Braden would be here. Tia trotted around the living room, picking up and straightening the pillows. She told the kitchen to start coffee, overriding the lunch program, to instruct it to make selection V1, a setup program for munchies for visitors. There wasn't much else to do. Tia had never had playmates or been around very many children of her own age. Usually Mum and Dad were alone on a dig, for they specialized in Class 1 evaluation sites. She knew that other people thought the Cades were eccentric for bringing their daughter with them on every dig. Most parents with a remote job left their offspring with relatives or sent them to boarding schools. But Tia didn't care that she had no other children to play with. She had the best lessons in the universe via the database. She had the AI to talk to. She had plenty of things to play with and lots of freedom to do what she wanted once lessons were done. And most of all, she had Mum and Dad, who spent hours more with her than most people spent with their children. They were never boring, and they always talked to her as if she was grown up. When they weren't doing something that needed all their concentration, they encouraged her to come out to the digs when her lessons were over. Most of the time, when she encountered other children, it had been with the wary feeling of an anthropologist approaching a new and potentially dangerous species. The other children had proven to be rather boring creatures. Their interests and their worlds were very narrow. Their vocabulary, a fraction of Tia's. Most of them hadn't the faintest idea of how to play chess, for instance. Grown-ups were either delighted or scandalized by her. Moira was among the delighted sort, though most of her bronze hadn't been. Not that it really mattered how she affected adults. She didn't see that many of them, and then it was never for very long. Though it was important to impress Mum and Dad's superiors in a positive sense, she at least knew that much now.
"Your visitor is in the airlock," said the AI. "His name is Thomas. While he is cycling, Moira would like you to have me turn on the ground-based radio link so she can join the conversation."
"Go ahead, Socrates," she told the AI. If they didn't already have instructions, you had to tell the AI to do something before they would, where a shell person would just do it, if it made sense. "Thomas has your birthday present," Moira said. "I hope you like it."
"You mean, you hope I like him," Tia replied.
"Let's say I use you as a kind of litmus test, all right?" Moira admitted. "And darling, Charlie really did fall in love, and it's partly your fault. He was so taken with you that all he could talk about was how he wanted children just like you. They traded me Thomas for him, with no fine. Because it wasn't my fault this time."
"It's going to take you forever to buy out those fines for bouncing bronze," Tia began.
When the inner airlock door cycled, and a pressure-suited person came through, holding a box.
"I ought to make proper introductions," Moira said from the console. "Thomas, this is Hypatia Cade. Her mother is Dr. Poda Andropoulos Cade, and her father is Dr. Braden Martins Cade. Tia, this is Thomas Delacorte Ibanez."
"I'm very pleased to